Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever, Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance, and jam-packed we are on this Wednesday. Baseball season starts tomorrow. Final Fours are this weekend. The football comes fast and furious, and Hembo and I had a big night last night. We'll talk about it. Let's do this.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
Who would be the interested bidders?
If there hasn't been an offer sheet signed to this point, it shows the teams are reticent to pay the double cost.
They said that he would be willing to take a non-fully guaranteed deal.
All right, Lamar Jackson continues to be at the center of a lot of the conversation. Lamar is a lamess, and we will explain as Mike Tannenbaum and Rob Ninkovich are good enough to hang out after we wrap up, get up today, and kick things off for us here on the radio show. We have a ton. Just wherever you are, put your feet up, relax. Maybe if you're driving a car, don't do that. But generally speaking, we have an outstanding show coming your way today with a million different things. But it's going to start with this, and by now, probably most people have seen the tweets that Lamar Jackson put up there yesterday. If you didn't, let me give you a quick explanation of what happened. Arthur Blank is the owner of the Atlanta Falcons. By the way, do you know where Arthur Blank went to high school? Anyone? Anyone?
Brooklyn?
Stuyvesant High School, which also is the high school of anyone? Anyone?
I don't know anything.
Mike Greenberg?
Yes, me. That's where I went.
That's what makes him so special.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah. He founded Home Depot, and I'm sitting here like a dope. But anyway, the point of it is, he had some comments yesterday about the games that Lamar Jackson has missed and the idea that Lamar, it's a health risk and Matt, you know, basically saying we were in on Deshaun, but this is a different time and a different player. And as has been predictable through all of this, Lamar is done. Like, he is tired of hearing all of the stuff out there. And so he's firing back on Twitter. And I'll just read you the tweets. I don't remember me sitting out on my guys week one versus the Jets to week 12 versus the Broncos. How come all of a sudden I sit out because of money, in which I could have got hurt any time within that time frame? When we know the Super Bowl's been on my mind since April of 2018. Let's get real. I'd rather have 100% PCL than go out there and play horrible, forcing myself to put my guys in a bad situation. Now, that's selfish to me. So Lamar Jackson is firing back. And Ninko, there's at least part of that you don't like.
I mean, I don't mind the firing back. And earlier on Get Up, I said he shouldn't be tweeting. I don't want him talking about injury. Just stop saying PCL, because teams are holding that against you because of the injury history, because of how you didn't finish last year, because the year before that with the high ankle sprain or the ankle sprain that sidelined him. So if you are Lamar, I would be very frustrated. You have to be frustrated because you were in an organization that you elevated to a point where they hadn't been in a long time. I mean, Flacco, yeah, okay, but he was nothing like Lamar. And the things that Lamar's been able to do, kind of, you know, like previous quarterbacks that are athletic and can move, have changed kind of the dynamic of that position. A pocket passer, but a guy that can get out on the edge and hurt you with his feet. So Lamar and what he's brought to the Ravens is frustrated that he is not receiving the money, number one, and number two, probably just the recognition for what he's done for that organization. So he's getting fed up, and he's tired of it, and he wants to be traded. He wants to go somewhere else. He wants to put everyone else on notice, whatever team he does go to, that he is going to be in the league for a very long time and play at a very high level. I don't like him talking about the injury stuff or even the PCL, because that is a touchy subject, especially that particular ligament. An ACL is almost a better injury, an ACL injury, because you can repair it and it's fixed and you're back to what you were. A PCL, it's harder to fix. It can linger for a long time. It can affect the way you play. So the whole PCL thing, stop talking about it, Lamar.
So I get that part of it, and I agree with you. But I'm going to make a statement And Mike Tannenbaum, you tell me if you disagree with it. And again, anyone who isn't aware of this, Mike Tannenbaum was the general manager of two different NFL teams. So you understand how these deals get made as well as anybody possibly could. I think that the injury concern is real with Lamar Jackson for a player who plays the style that he does, takes the number of hits that he does, and all the rest of that. But that's not the reason he doesn't have a contract, and it's not the reason he doesn't have a team. If Lamar Jackson were tomorrow to tweet, or if in the next 10 minutes Lamar Jackson were to tweet, "I no longer care if my entire deal is guaranteed, I'm willing to be flexible on that," it would change everything, and he could be on a team by the end of the night if he wanted to be. That, to me, is what this is about, not only more than anything, more than everything else put together.
Yeah, completely agree. And again, we're in a copycat league. If we go back a couple years ago, guys, LA Rams win the Super Bowl, F them picks. Teams started to look at, hey, should we make more trades? And yeah, we saw a couple more trades. When the Cleveland Browns fully guaranteed Deshaun Watson's deal, nobody liked it. Front office people didn't like it. Coaches didn't like it. Owners certainly didn't like it, Greeny. And they didn't. It didn't work out well. Now, look, it's a great incomplete. It was more than a one-year deal. But right now, given the picks and the money, that doesn't look like a good decision. So that's not helping Lamar either. And then the facts are the facts. He's missed a bunch of games, and teams are not going to want to give him a fully guaranteed deal. He is a great young player. There's a ton of teams that need quarterbacks. And to me, that's the reason right now he doesn't have a team.
Now, what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? You know what it is? It's because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. And they've always got your battery solution. Get in the zone with AutoZone. There was a deal that was suggested actually originally by the executive producer of Get Up, a fellow by the name of Pete McConville. Suggested it to me yesterday, and I bounced it off Ninko today, and he likes it. Lamar Jackson to New England.
Love.
For Mac Jones.
Yep.
And the 14th pick in the draft.
See you later.
Who says no?
I wouldn't say no. I'd say yes, let's do
that. The New England side should do it.
Yeah, of course.
And give him the money. I mean, Kraft, who has been there forever and was one of the lead negotiators when they did the CBA and all that, someone's got to be willing, at least as of this moment, to bite the bullet on the guaranteed contract.
You will make your money back plus some if you go and get Lamar. Because at the end of the day, these stadiums and the way that these teams advertise are local business. And majority of the business around New England – in the last 3 to 4 years, there hasn't been as much excitement with the team. I mean, yeah, a little bit with Mac, but that's faded last year, definitely faded. And they haven't been in the playoffs since Tom left. So in a business decision, if you go get Lamar, and you can't worry about, oh, well, if we try to go and get Lamar, Mac might be upset. Can't worry about that because the majority of players on football rosters have people drafted above them. People, you know, you trade somebody in your position. It's a league of hurting feelings, and it doesn't matter about your feelings. It matters what you do on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
So you go and you attempt to get Lamar. If you do get Lamar, you make the money back through your advertisements. How many people, think about every single fan of the Patriots would want a Lamar Jackson jersey.
Yeah, a number 8 Patriots jersey would be very popular.
Every single fan of Lamar would go and get a Lamar Jackson jersey. And there's a lot of fans of Lamar around the country. So I think, number one, it's a smart move for your team and creating that energy, creating that excitement that has been – it's been non-existent to me. Like this, the what I felt when I was in New England as a player was every year the excitement of knowing we can get to a Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Now it's, can we win the division? If you go and get Lamar, you win your division. Or you're competitive in a division that has just gotten harder. If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, you got the Bills. We know what the Bills are. And then you have Miami that's up and coming. You have to stay competitive. You could easily go from the top team in the division to the last league in the division based on one player.
Tannenbaum, how about that trade? I mean, as you ponder what a Lamar Jackson trade is eventually going to look like, and I want to make it clear for anyone who's listening to this saying, wait a minute, I thought it had to be two number ones. There's two different ways that a Lamar Jackson trade can take place. One is that someone presents an offer sheet to him. If he signs that offer sheet, then the compensation to the Ravens is two number ones. That's the standard way these things get done in the NFL. By the way, they very seldom get done. The other way that this happens is that they do a tag and trade, that Lamar Jackson winds up signing the franchise tag And then the trade can be anything you want. It just becomes a regular NFL trade, and they can negotiate it however they want. So if it were to go that way, what would you think of Mac Jones and the 14th pick in the draft as compensation?
I think it's intrinsically fair, and Nico did a good job talking about the Patriots side. From the Baltimore side, you know, guys, there's something known as deal fatigue, which is if I'm the Ravens, after a while, as much as I love Lamar, it wears on an organization. A while ago, like, that's why we traded Keyshawn Johnson for two first-round picks. Like, at some point, there's deal fatigue. And at some point, Baltimore has to say, what is, you know, what's the option here? What are the alternatives? And to me, that it would be one of the things I would consider is, like, what young quarterback can I get? And now if I can get the 14th pick, I have flexibility in this year's draft as well. It's something I would have to strongly consider.
Yeah. So that seems like one of the options. But I'll continue to say, and I said it yesterday, I used a word that Mike T will appreciate. I admire the chutzpah. Like, I think Lamar Jackson has just decided, I'm doing this my way. All right? When I came into this league, people told me I shouldn't even be a quarterback. And 2 years later, I was the MVP of the league. So no one can tell me I'm doing this wrong. I'm doing this my way. But he is really trying to do something that is the road less traveled. And it's I can see the problems it's causing.
But Greeny, I would say this, and taking you guys a little bit behind the curtains here, certain agents have a lot more power than others. And if Lamar Jackson went to an agent or an agency that has multiple big-time quarterbacks like Joe Burrow, like Justin Herbert, like Jalen Hurts, and they got together and said, hey, we're going to collectively withhold our services, they would have a much better chance of moving the needle than going at it alone.
But you're asking them to do something that doesn't even really benefit them that much. If you're Joe Burrow, candidly, if you're Lamar Jackson, you could sign a $200 million contract right now, and you would be guaranteed of getting most of it, even if not necessarily all of it.
Right.
So you're asking these guys to turn their backs on that possibility. I mean, Lamar is willing to for whatever reason. He's made this a priority. But you're asking those guys to turn their backs on something to try and get something that really won't impact them hardly at all.
Which brings us to the next logical question, which is, I would say, Lamar, what else is important to you? Guaranteed money is a deal point, but so is three-year cash. So maybe it's not a fully guaranteed deal, but maybe you set a record for three-year cash in the deal. There's other ways to skin the cat, and that's why, to me, like, not having an agent is manifesting itself here, and for different reasons than what Nico said, like, always putting it out on Twitter is not solving the problem.
No, but also you talk about the fatigue that comes to play. There's also an emotional fatigue with being a player, and removing yourself from that emotion is what a agent does. The agent goes in and has to listen to all the reasons why you're not going to get this, or you don't, we can't go there because of X, Y, and Z. So then they relay that back to the player, and they tone it down a little bit, or they say different words that make sure
they manage the relationship.
Doesn't
for
make
you.
It personal. Yeah. Because
right.
Whenever you make it personal, like, then you get to a point where I'm done with this. I'm done with you, the organization, because you're not willing to deal with me, the player. I don't even want to play for you. Oh yeah, offer me that again. I don't even want it. I'll go somewhere else.
Right.
So that's where this gets tricky, because at a certain point, it becomes personal. That personal feeling becomes emotional, and you make an emotional decision, or you go on Twitter and you might say something you don't want to say.
I think there is reason to be concerned that they have already reached that point with Lamar Jackson, where he's mad, and now it has gotten personal, and that doesn't benefit anybody. Go ahead.
That's why the Greenberg-McConville idea makes a lot of sense, because both sides are saying, like, what does the alternative really look like?
Guys, you were the best.
Would you have got me more with Bill Belichick? I don't know that. I don't think so. See.
Fellas, you're the best. Thank you so much. Thanks. Nico, great day today. Tannenbaum, really fun day today. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join their growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Coming up, more on the LeMess that is Lamar. Plus, we've got tons in the hopper. Stay close. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
Greeny, the podcast.
This is Greeny on ESPN Radio. Lamar Jackson story. One of the weirdest ones we've seen in football. I don't recall anything quite like this. But either way, this is Hembo Greeny back here in a moment. And I just wanted to take a moment to plug the book event that we did last night. Bubba, Cam, turn your mics on. So last night, in something that is called Talk Shop Live, Greeny, myself, Chris Mad Dog Russo, and Ryan Clark spent an hour debating the chapters in our book, 1 through 100. Bubba, Cam, turn your mics on. Did either or both of you watch our Talk Shop Live last night? What do you got?
I was there locked in for the entire thing. Start to finish, saw it all.
Bravo. How about you, Cam?
I watched a portion of it.
I've now made my way into the studio.
Oh,
my apologies
for
being a little tardy. That was a brief interlude that was not optional.
I see.
It was unavoidable.
You ran into Mad Dog in the hallway.
My apologies. Something, if that's what we're calling it now. Cam, when you say that you watched a portion of our Talk Shop Live last night, what by a portion, if I put the over under at 30 seconds, would it be over or under?
Over 30 seconds. I watched the portion of the debate on Pete Rose and number 14.
So that's worse in some ways, because it means that you put it on and then turned it off. It's one thing to have put it on and stayed with it, but what you actually did was you put it on and then you found it uninteresting enough that you actually shut it off. That's actually more insulting than not watching it
right
at all.
He found the click the button on the top right, the X, he purposely X'd it out and was like, I'm done with this. We're done. Move on.
Yeah. So that's a disgraceful performance by him. Okay. My apologies for that momentary interlude. Once again, I was unavoidably detained. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you will love, visit progressive.com/careers. Again, there's a ton of this football out there, and we just ran through all of that stuff with Nico and Mike Tannenbaum. And let me just say very briefly on this subject. I touched on this yesterday, but this to me is not complicated. This doesn't have almost anything to do with Lamar Jackson's injury history. That might be 5% of the reason he doesn't have a team now, and that he's not being swamped with offers. Lamar Jackson, there are some questions about him as a player, some that are legitimate, I suppose. But let's face it. Look at the quarterbacks that teams are willing to give a go. Look how many chances Carson Wentz got to prove that he could be, in the face of all evidence to the contrary, to prove that he could be a great player and worthy of the money he was getting paid. He's just the most recent, obvious example. But there have been so many. The idea that no team would be interested in Lamar Jackson if it wasn't for the guaranteed contract piece of this just doesn't make any sense to me. To me, that is 95% of the reason that he is not drawing the interest that he should. And I'll say this. I don't know any of the NFL owners well. I've met several of them, obviously. I've met Jerry Jones. I've met Bob Kraft. I've met Woody Johnson. And a small group of others. But here's the only thing I can say about them. They are in the best business in the world. I don't know everything about business, but I do know this. They are in a business that you can be Dan Snyder. You can buy a team in 1999 for $800 million. You can, to put it kindly, do as bad a job running that team as could possibly be done. I mean, how do we count the ways? They've been a bad football team. They've been a dysfunctional football team. They've won two playoff games in over two decades. They've had any number of ugly controversies. I mean, the kinds of things that you cannot sum up in one sentence on a radio show. But if you follow this stuff, you know exactly what they are. The other owners have had issues with him. His co-owners, his business partners have had issues with him. Everything that could be bad has been bad. And yet when he sells that thing any time now, he's going to sell it for, from the initial offer seemed to be $6 billion. He's going to make six times his money in a 20-year span. Who doesn't want to be a part of that business? And more importantly, who wants to see that business fundamentally change? Guaranteed contracts would fundamentally change the operation of the National Football League. And I don't blame the owners for saying, I'm not interested in that. Look how well this is working out for me all these years. And that, to me, is the impasse.
I respect and I think even admire Lamar Jackson's valor, I guess I would put it. But I think we can also acknowledge that he is just fundamentally conducting bad business because it strikes me that he is seeking something that does not exist. His statement that on Twitter was that the Ravens were not meeting his value. I'm sorry, Lamar. You don't determine your own value. The market does. It's not your opinion is completely meaningless in this case. And in Lamar Jackson's case, you versus 32 billionaires is not a fair fight. I hope he gets what he wants. I think he's a great player. This is unprecedented. There has literally never been an instance in which a quarterback won an MVP in his 20s and played for another team in his 20s. It would be the first time ever. But even so, what he's wanting is something that just does not exist, and I don't see how in the world he's going to wind up getting it.
Well, because and the part of it that I don't fully understand from his perspective is why this is so important to him. I certainly respect his right to say this is or to feel like this is that important to him, but I think it's going to impact him very little in the long run. Like, he's going to get a $200 million contract. I just keep using that number as a round figure because it's an easy one. It's going to be something, it's going to be a yacht, give or take, from $200 million. And the guaranteed contracts, if contracts were to start becoming guaranteed across the board, that's going to have a lot more impact on offensive linemen and linebackers and people like that than it's going to have on high-profile quarterbacks. These guys are going to start, the going rate at this position is going to be $50 million going forward. They would give him a contract for $50 million a year times five if it wasn't going to be guaranteed. So look, the concept of a non-guaranteed contract has always struck me as ludicrous. I have no idea why anyone would ever have put up with this from the beginning. I had this argument with the late, great Gene Upshaw once upon a time in the earliest days of Mike and Mike. A non-guaranteed contract is not a contract. If I make a deal with you that I'm going to do something and you're going to do something, but I'm binded, I have to be binding on my end and not on yours. We don't have an agreement. It's ridiculous. So I've never understood why they allowed this to happen in the first place, but it has. It's been this way forever. And the things they fought for have made things incrementally better for the players and given them incrementally more freedom over the course of time, but they've never gotten close to this. And Lamar Jackson has just decided that he's going to die on this hill one way or the other. And look, if there's one piece of this that feels good, like there's a part of me that is inclined to feel bad for him in this. But then there's another part of me that makes me feel better. It's that any time now he could just say, all right, enough with the guaranteed stuff. Just give me the $200 million and a pen and I'll sign it. And he'll have $200 million and that'll be the end of the discussion. So if he was being kicked out of the league, if he was being ostracized, if he was being blackballed, if he was being whatever those things are, then I would say what's happening here is an outrage. But in this case, he is going to wind up getting an incredible amount of money. So it's very hard to say that it is that unjust.
Do you think that this is more of a, without knowing, of course, or having talked to him about this, Greeny, do you think this is more of like a personal, I want and deserve this, or this is something that I want to do to pave the way for others like
me? No, I have no idea. It's a great question. I have no way of answering it because he hasn't talked about it. And because he doesn't have an agent, there are far fewer leaks than you usually get. You usually get so much information that comes out of these kinds of negotiations because both sides have their interests, their own interest in getting certain information out there. Well, in this case, it's all coming from one side. And that's why I think Lamar is getting frustrated, one of the reasons, and that's why he's been going on Twitter. But going on Twitter and posting things is not the same as someone saying something to Adam Schefter or to Dan Graziano or Kimberly Martin and getting the information out there in the way that people generally get information that is advantageous to themselves out there into the universe. So he's doing this the hard way, and I don't know why. And as I said before, I admire the guts that it takes, but I'm not sure how this is going to end. Greeny, a reminder, NBA action tonight, Sixers-Mavs presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 7 Eastern on select ESPN radio stations and on SiriusXM Channel 80. All right, so I apologize that I missed the first moment of the conversation here. You were talking about last night's Talk Shop Live. And I would like to say I received notes from the people at Talk Shop Live and the people at our publisher. And the level of delight that they expressed at the number of people who joined that, and I don't know what they consider to be big numbers, but as far as they're concerned, we did unbelievably well. And that is just yet another example of the incredible support that all of you give to us, and candidly that you've been giving me for 25 years. So I'm so grateful to you. We had the best time. And you know what's interesting is we wrote the book, and it was fun and exciting to write. But writing, as you learned, and in your case, you were doing the research, it's kind of a solitary task, right? You're just doing it by yourself on a laptop, and you're not talking things through. And when I write by myself. And, you know, then you put the book away, and you wait a few months, and you start talking to the publisher, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And then all of a sudden, you wind up on essentially a Zoom last night on Talk Shop Live with Chris Russo and Ryan Clark, and you're just going back and forth for 50 minutes, and it's freaking awesome. The conversation was awesome. And I'm going to tell you in a moment how you can still watch it and how you can still get autographed copies of the book right now, and you're going to have to hurry to do it because they're going to go almost immediately. But before I tell you that, I will tell you the best part, unfortunately, was what you didn't see. The experience of watching Chris Russo try to figure out the technology involved in getting onto this Talk Shop Live was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. I consider myself reasonably technologically unsound. But Chris is, what was the technology they were trying to get us on before we wound up on Zoom?
A Google Cast through Google Chrome.
Okay, so I don't know the words, but I was able to manage it. And there was this woman who was trying to talk us all through it. And RC was doing his on an iPad, and that didn't work for whatever reason. And so that was one little issue. Hembo took over the captaining of the chat because we were all afraid I couldn't do it. It took me a few minutes to figure out how to get in, but I eventually did it. If we had insisted on continuing to stick with that technology, Chris Russo, his wife, and their 17-year-old son would still be sitting in that room trying to figure out how to do it. Chris is just sitting back doing nothing. He just checked out. I don't know what's going on here, Greeny. His wife is trying as hard as she can. God bless her. I've never met Jeannie in person. She couldn't be lovelier. She's trying to get the thing set up. They call in the IT department, i.e. their 17-year-old son, who comes down there, and he's trying to help them. And then he's getting frustrated. From off camera, we can hear him. And he's like, no, don't press that, which is exactly how my kids talk to me when I'm trying to do something with technology. And Hembo was sitting there with a look on his face that was so priceless. What were you thinking as you watched these old farts try and figure out the technology?
Honestly, what I was thinking, having all this unfold, was you are somewhat illiterate in this space, but compared to Chris Mad Dog Russo, you are Bill Gates. You are Steve Jobs. You are a technology savant. I am certain that if it weren't for the Zoom takeover, by the fine folks at Talk Shop Live, there's a 0% chance any of this would have gone down. Zero.
I think that's right. And I am. I meant to do this before our last break or during our break, but once again, I was unfortunately indisposed. I am going to, in a couple of minutes, explain to you exactly how you can get an autographed copy of the book basically immediately, and you're going to have to do it immediately, and also how you can watch the Talk Shop Live, which was great fun. Let me play you little bits of it here. I see these are some longer clips. So here's one of them, the minute 22. Let's see, what is this one, guys, just so I have a sense of setting it up. Oh, here it is. So this is on Lawrence Taylor. So 56 is a complicated number in this book. Because 56 is Lawrence Taylor, who's probably the greatest defensive player of all time. And 56 is also Joe DiMaggio's hitting streak, which might be the most universally revered record in the sport. I think if you look at the two most beloved records in baseball and maybe in all American sports, they are Cal Ripken's consecutive game streak and Joe DiMaggio's consecutive hits streak. And so that was our challenge in 56, and here's some of that conversation.
He is as locked in or linked to that number as any football player.
So to be clear, this is Ryan Clark talking about Lawrence Taylor being 56.
He is as locked in or linked to that number as any football player is to their number. Whenever we see a great rusher that wears 56, even if he doesn't have any of Lawrence Taylor's traits, we say something about Lawrence Taylor, right? We find a way to be like, yeah, this guy reminds you of Lawrence Taylor. And you're like, well, no, he's actually like 300 pounds and doesn't have as great as the first step, but we get it. And I think that's because of his level of dominance. And every picture, every video, every highlight, seeing that 56 come off the edge, It was absolutely terrifying if you were an offensive guy and inspiring if you wanted to play defense. And I think that's why we get guys like the Derek Thomases and the Vaughn Millers who come later who may not wear that number, but that we compare to Lawrence Taylor because of the way that he plays. And that's why 56 has to be his.
Well, if you gave Butkus 51, you can't do Butkus at 51 and not LT at 56. I did not think of LT right away. I'm in a baseball mode right now because the season begins. So that was the first thing that I thought of. But Ryan is right again. You have to represent. He's the best defensive player of all time.
So that was just part of the conversation. And that's what the book is about. We will dive into in just a moment. I will explain to you how you can get yourself an autographed copy, but you're going to have to do it almost immediately. There's also so much more to get into, including why tonight might be in its own way the most important night of the NBA season. And I'll explain back into Flash on ESPN Radio. Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Greeny, the podcast.
All right, Greeny with you on ESPN Radio. Quickly, before I get to the NBA, I was able to do this in the break. So here's the deal. Every time we have listed that we have autographed copies of the book, Got Your Number, available, they have gone immediately. And again, that is, we are so grateful to you for your interest in this. They've never lasted a day. We did 500 more for the Talk Shop Live last night. They are available right now. It's first come, first serve, and they will go. History says they will go today. So you can either go to Talk Shop Live and search my name, or you can go to the top of my Twitter page. I pinned the link on the top of my Twitter page, at ESPN Greeny, and you can order it right now. And again, when they run out, they're done. So if you are interested in this, A, we thank you, and B, my advice is I would order it right this minute, because once, now that I've said this on the air, people are going to do it, and they're going to go fast. So the top of my Twitter page, at ESPN Greeny on Twitter, or just at TalkShopLive.com and search my name, you will see very easily the link to buy the book and the autographed copies, and they will go as fast as they go. So we'll see if these go in one day. Again, we thank you, as always, for your support and your interest. Now, Kevin Durant does have a number in the book, by the way. That was an easy decision to make. And Kevin Durant is going to try and do something tonight that, someone help me. I mean, we're all sports historians here. I'm not sure this has ever been done. Kevin Durant will make his home debut with the Phoenix Suns tonight. He has played 7 games this calendar year, 3 of them for Phoenix. Kevin Durant is going to try in the next week and a half to integrate himself, acclimate himself, whatever the right word is for that, into a team that is thinking championship thoughts this year. And it will beg forever the question, or until there is some resolution, it begs the question, can you put together a championship team in a week and a half in big time sports? I know they say Kevin Durant is the easiest player to plug in anywhere, and I get it. Just give him the ball and he scores. But has to mean something, right? I mean, the continuity, these are all teams that have been together all year long, and now you're saying, all right, KD, yes, they should be wearing name tags. KD, this is Devin Booker. This is Chris Paul. This is DeAndre Ayton. This is this one. This is that one. You're going to be out there playing on the court together for all intents and purposes for the first time, and you might play Golden State in the first round of the playoffs in 2 weeks. Can that work? Can they possibly win a championship doing that?
I mean, I like to take my cues from Vegas. You know who Vegas has as the favorite to win the Western Conference?
Are you going to tell me it's Phoenix?
I'm telling you that it's Phoenix. Kevin Durant, who's played 3 games for the Phoenix Suns. And I mean, that team is ahead of Denver and everyone else. Like you said, having played an entire season together, it's only 3 games. For whatever it's worth, they were unbelievable. He's played 98 minutes for the Suns. They're plus 46 in those minutes, and they've shot 56% as a team. The playoffs are such a slog. Like, if they wind up actually, if they can really sink their teeth in and manage through a first round series, I don't think it's going to take them very long at all before they figure out how to play well together. The veterans that they have on that team and their style of play is what I like the most, because I'm not a big fan of superstar redundancy, let's say. Every one of those guys, Devin Booker, Chris Paul, and Kevin Durant, they're their own individual silo and do their thing great. I'm not worried about there being any issue in terms of sharing the basketball or anything. I think they're the perfect trio. Will it work? I don't know. But Vegas thinks they're the favorite to do the whole thing.
Let me ask Bubba, because I think most people by this point are aware, but before Bubba's legendary career in radio production, Bubba was an NBA general manager and obviously with great success, right at the side of Red Auerbach during all those years in Boston and all those championships. Bubba, is it possible to put together a championship team in a week and a half?
Yeah, I think it is possible, and I think we'll see why it's possible. I think they will win the championship. They will prove why it's possible. They will do it this year.
You are picking Phoenix to win the championship right now.
Yes.
See, that's even an interesting one. Cam, if I told you right now you have to bet an amount of money that matters to you on one team, you have to pick one team to win this year's NBA championship, who would you take?
The Bucks.
Bucks. That's $1, one Suns. How about Hembo?
I'm picking Philly, but I think Phoenix is getting there.
No. Stop. You are picking Philly because that's your team, or you're picking Philly because that's
Philly.
You're risking your wife Lizzie's money. You're risking the money, the financial
her
future of little Michelle and the other one, whatever the twins' name is.
Charlotte.
Are you sure of that?
I checked, yes.
Okay.
We have their birth certificates.
We should
there.
Be asking Lizzie.
You would be taking Philly.
Anyway.
I'm taking Philly. Philly and Phoenix.
You're taking Philly and Phoenix. See, I don't know.
Let's get Lizzie's thoughts.
I've got some really good numbers
fan.
On the Sixers that I think might convince you.
Someone call Lizzie. We need to get Lizzie on. This is. I'm going to have to find out if he's really for real. All right, we're rolling. Stay there. We got to get to the bottom of this on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.